Some news now from the world of sports, and in Major League Baseball, if there is one team this year that is separating itself from the rest of the pack, it's the Tampa Bay Rays, and it's not because of where they are in the standings. The Rays are barely above 500. They're in third place in the AL East and well out of the playoff picture, but they had some fun doing it their way last night in their 3-2 win over the New York Yankees in St. Petersburg. Relief pitcher Sergio Romo pitched the eighth inning for the Rays, then moved over to third base and came on in the ninth as a pitcher again to pick up the save. The Baseball Reference Book lists 1971 as the last time a pitcher moved over to play third base in the same game. And if you knew that was Bill Wilson of the Philadelphia Phillies who did that without looking it up, you are a true sports savant. Rays manager Kevin Cash has been doing this sort of thing all season long with mixed results, but it's kind of fun, even if the sparse crowds at the Trop indicate most folks in Tampa really don't care and shows why the franchise really should move to Montreal instead, but I digress. In any event, the Rays are finding ways to beat the mighty Yankees this season, taking 2 out of 3 from New York in this series, the second time they've done that, and they swept the Yanks in another series before the All-Star break. Kevin Kiermaier hit a 2-run homer off Yankee starter Luis Sessa in the sixth inning to build a 3-1 lead, and they hung on for the win. Romo relieved Jose Alvarado with 2 on and 1 out in the eighth inning. He allowed a sac fly run by Giancarlo Stanton before striking out Gleyber Torres. Then he moved over to third base to start the ninth as Johnny Venters entered the game to pitch for Tampa. But the Yanks had 2 on and 2 out when Romo was called back from the hot corner, where he didn't have to make a play, by the way, and struck out Brett Gardner to end the game. Now, the pitcher who was supposed to start for the Rays last night was Nathan Eovaldi, but before the game, he was traded to the Boston Red Sox, who had their game against Baltimore rained out last night, and more on that in a moment. This could be a really good pickup for the Red Sox. I certainly hope so. They lost out on the trade bidding for reliever Zach Britton, who went to the New York Yankees. The Sox could still use some help to fortify their bullpen with Joe Kelly struggling of late, and Tyler Thornburg far from the form he displayed when he was an all-star for the Milwaukee Brewers 2 years ago. But with Eduardo Rodriguez out with an ankle injury, the Red Sox need another starter. And since the rotation is already packed with lefties, Eovaldi brings a needed right-handed presence and a hard-throwing one at that. He routinely throws his fastball in the high 90s, and he flirted with no-hitters in 3 different starts for the Rays this year. Meanwhile, the Red Sox will have to play a makeup game against the Orioles after the rainout in Baltimore last night, and they are none too happy about it, arguing rather well, I think, that the game last night should never have started in the first place. Radar tracking clearly showed thunder showers moving into the skies above Camden Yards, and sure enough, after just 2 innings and a 5-0 Red Sox lead on home runs by Mookie Betts and J.D. Martinez, the rains came hard. The tarp came out, and it was never pulled back as the game was called hours later. David Price threw just 14 pitches for Boston, and those home runs by Betts and Martinez happened, but they didn't, as far as the official stats are concerned. The game will have to be replayed in full at a future date. Those dingers do not count. So it was just a massive waste of time and energy for both teams to have ever gone on the field last night in the first place. Potentially, though, far more costly for the Red Sox, because even if the Orioles didn't play another game this season, no one in Maryland would notice. It looked like there were about 25 people at the house that Ripken built last night, and most of them were Red Sox fans. The New York Mets have now won 2 in a row. They beat the San Diego Padres 6-4, and it was an extra special win for Mets starter Corey Oswalt, who grew up in San Diego, and he went 5 innings, giving up just 3 hits against the team that he cheered for as a kid. Jose Bautista hit a 2-run homer for the Mets, tying him for 99th place on the all-time career list with Tino Martinez, and Anthony Swarzak got 6 outs for his second save of the season as the Mets took a series for the first time in 2 months. The Minnesota Twins completed a sweep of the Blue Jays in Toronto last night with a 12-6 win, but the game was actually really close. The Twins and Jays were tied at 6 apiece, so they had to play extra innings. The lopsided final only made possible by a 6-run 11th inning for the Twins. The game-winning run came in when Max Kepler got hit by a pitch with the bases loaded, and the Twins scored 5 more times after that to put the game away. In the New York Penn League, the Vermont Lake Monsters took a 2-0 lead into the top of the 4th inning against the Williamsport Crosscutters at Centennial Field last night, but that lead was just a memory by the end of the inning as Williamsport exploded for 7 runs. In the 4th, they went on to win 9-2. In the NECBL, the Vermont Mountaineers worked overtime against the Newport Gulls, and it paid off when they broke a scoreless tie in the top of the 13th inning last night, scoring 4 runs in a 4-0 win in Rhode Island. And Vermont's Chase Achiff took a page out of Tampa Bay's book. He capped off that 4-run 13th with a two-run triple, but he also came on to pitch two innings of scoreless relief for the Mountaineers after starting the game at his natural third base position. The Upper Valley Nighthawks were off last night. They take on the Keene Swamp Bats this evening.